live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A, because this is Christmas season. As we do for every holiday season, we talk to Jerry Stewart. He, of course, is everybody's favorite Americana historian and patriotic storyteller. And he's got an interview ready for us today in advance of his Christmas Day broadcast, Looking for Christmas, which will air in this time slot at 2 o'clock on Tuesday, Christmas Day. So Jerry will be calling in just a minute. Also, in the meantime, the Arizona Coyotes will host the Montreal Canadiens tonight at Gila River Arena. You can hear all the action live starting at 7 o'clock on KQ&A. Then on Sunday at 1 o'clock, the Arizona Cardinals take on the L.A. Rams, one of the league's top teams, at State Farm Stadium. The pregame show runs at 1 o'clock. You'll hear the 2:05 kickoff and all the action right here on KQ&A. Now, if you want some great advice on how to really enjoy Cardinals football, even though it's been a bad season, watch the game Sunday if you must, but turn the TV sound down and turn on Dave Pasch and Ron Wolfley on KQ&A. Listen to the radio broadcast. Not only hear a better description, because these guys know the Cardinals inside and out, but you'll hear the action about 15 seconds or so before it happens, so you can get stuff done around the house while not missing anything exciting from the football game. So Sunday, turn your TV sound down, turn KQ&A on, and enjoy Cardinals football a whole lot more. Stay tuned, because Jerry Stewart's just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Best value luxury brand. That's Buick. Kelly Blue Book knows it, and here's your opportunity to discover it. Finley Buick Prescott brings you refinement and comfort, along with an eye towards your bottom line.
You can have it all.
Ring in the holidays with a new 2019 Buick Envision Premium, sculpted and crafted, starting at 17% off MSRP. That's savings of over $8,000. The new 2019 Buick Encore Preferred, nimble and turbocharged, also starting at 17% off MSRP. That's savings of over $4,500.
Then open up our gift to you.
We'll either make your first payment or pay for your license plates for a year. We guarantee to beat any Phoenix Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Finley Buick and Prescott at FinleyBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 dock fees. See dealer for complete program details.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:05, and the phone just rang, and just looking at that phone ringing, I bet it's Jerry Stewart.
Ho, ho, ho! It's not Jerry. This man is much more important.
How you doing, man?
It's that time of year, isn't it?
It is that time of the year, and you know what?
People tell me I'm obnoxious, but I can guarantee you at Christmas, I am way beyond obnoxious.
You know, well, first of all, your listeners and I certainly know you better than that. Hope you and your beautiful better half are enjoying this wonderful season. You've got a very special program coming up here on Tuesday in this time slot at 2 o'clock. I believe it's called Looking for Christmas, correct?
Yes, and you know, I was so excited to put together the stories for this program because you have to admit it, you know, sometimes Christmas, the season, can come a little, it can kind of grind on you, you know? And you find yourself rushing around, elbowing people to try to get the presents for the best prices, and you find, you know, everybody's pulling at you and everything, and almost like putting the decorations up becomes like a misery, you know? Like it's not really that much fun. But I really wanted to just pull out some really good stories. So I pulled out stories of people who were looking for Christmas. And I've got some really, really, really good ones. And I've even got a story of something that, well, that happened to me. And I think it's pretty funny. And I'll also tell you the story of one young boy who thinks he might have met an angel.
Really? How fascinating. Well, you know, the first question I have whenever it comes to talking about Christmas, is there a real Santa Claus? And if so, what was his name?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people want to say, oh, it's just a myth or, you know, come on. But the truth is this, is there is very much a Santa Claus. And the man who was our first Santa Claus, he was a man by the name of Nicholas. Now, this is a true story. I'm not joking around now. Really real guy, about 300 A.D., and he actually lived in a country that we know today as the country of Turkey. Now, think about this. He was a very wealthy. He had come into a lot of money, and he was very generous, and he just wanted to help people with his money. So you'll begin to see some parallels that he liked helping people, but he did not want them to see him when he was helping them. He wanted it to be kind of like a secret giver, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so he would go around in his town, and he would see people that were in need, and then he would find clever ways to help them without them knowing who did it. Well, he knew a family, and there were two young girls, and one of the girls, there was a young man that wanted to marry her. But back in those days, the girls had to have this thing called a dowry. If you didn't have a dowry, you couldn't get married. You know what I'm talking about, a dowry?
Yep.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like, you know, you needed to sort of bring something along. I think more these days, it's like you want to have a big chest with, you know, dishes and stuff, and you're kind of ready to set up house. Well, she didn't have anything, so he was trying to figure out how he could give her a bag of gold and her not know it. So, interestingly enough, the girls, back in those days, how did people dry their socks or their stockings?
I would imagine by a clothesline.
It was too cold. So what they did was they would hang their stockings on the mantle.
Of course.
Above the fireplace, right?
Sure.
So these girls had put their stockings above the fireplace, hanging from the mantle so that they would be nice and dry after they washed them so they could put them on. Well, along comes Nicholas, and he's able to see in the window, and he's able to see. And it's nighttime, and he can see that these stockings are hanging on this mantle. Now, the way the story goes, I wasn't there, but he was able to find a way to crack that little window ever so carefully, and he threw the bag of gold, and guess where the bag of gold landed?
I'm just going to guess, in one of those stockings?
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe that you would guess that. What an amazing guy you are. Landed in the stocking. So when the girl woke up the next morning, oh, my goodness gracious, not only was her stocking dry, She had a bag of gold in there. And so she was able to get married. Now, people were like, something's going on in this town. There's somebody doing all this neat and nice stuff, and we want to know who it is. So they investigated, and they discovered that it was Nicholas. And Nicholas became sort of famous for his kindness. And when he died, the church decided to saint him. And that's where Saint Nicholas came from. Now, of course, since that time, you know, you go look in the different countries, and there's a Sinterklaas, and there's various, you know, names. But have you ever thought about this? I don't think that Saint Nicholas was round and jolly with a big bowl of a belly that flowed around. Was it shook like a bowl of jelly? Is that the way it goes?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just like
and you know, a big beard and the whole costume. And so some people say, well, where did the picture that we sort of see today, you know, nobody has actually taken a snapshot of it I know of in their house of when Santa Claus is there. So how do we kind of know what he looks like? Interestingly enough, in the 1800s, there was a very famous cartoonist who would draw cartoons for the newspapers. Mm-hmm. He had been responsible for the first picture of Uncle Sam. And have you ever noticed that Uncle Sam looks a lot like one of our presidents from times past?
Uncle Sam?
Uncle Sam. Wears a top hat, has a beard.
Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah. So Thomas Nast, the cartoonist, drew a picture of Uncle Sam. And that stuck. And that's how we happen to see Uncle Sam the way he is today. And he also, Thomas Nast, also drew a picture, a cartoon, of Santa Claus. And, well, you know, there you go. There's the rest of the story. The red costume with the boots. Of course, he has to have the boots.
Sure.
He has to have big pockets so he can keep carrots and things in his pocket for all the reindeer, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
And so, you know, it's like it's all there. And my wife and I, Kelly and I, we went to see Santa Claus there at the mall a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when we walked up there, Santa said, "Where's the kids?" And I said, "Santa, we're getting ready to sit in your lap." And he kind of made this face like, "Really? I've got to do this?" So we've got this wonderful picture of the two of us sitting on Santa's lap.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah. So well, I told him that I wanted for Christmas. I hope he gets it for me. I don't know.
You know, Jerry, you mentioned the kids and sitting in Santa Claus's lap. One of the things you're going to tell us during Looking for Christmas is the story of a sick little girl and a scholar and a professor who became more famous for a poem that he wrote.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? Think about how hard we try to be, well, maybe not all of us, but, you know, you want to be remembered for something special. And sometimes the things we try to be remembered for, you know, doesn't work out, but yet they remember the sour note that I hit in choir, or they remember the time that I fell off the stage, or, you know, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this fellow, interestingly enough, his name was Clement Moore. And a lot of people have seen his name because he wrote a very famous poem. Now, when he wrote the poem, true story, his daughter, a young child, was very, very sick. It was 1822, Christmas Eve, and they didn't know if she was going to pull through. They really thought that maybe that was going to be her last Christmas. So he said to her, "Oh, my dear, what can I do for you? I just want you to have a wonderful Christmas." And he always loved to tell her stories. And so she asked her father if he would tell her an all-new Christmas story. So he set out that Christmas Eve night, worked all night long, and then he had it. And he did it in the form of a poem. And when he told this little poem to the little girl, she loved it so much that he just kept having to read it to her over and over again. Well, the little girl did get better. Mm-hmm. She didn't die. Well, she began to tell everybody about this poem that her father had written for her. One of the family members heard the poem and said, oh my gosh, that's such a great poem. We need to have that poem sent to the newspaper or published or something. And he said, no, I do not want this poem to get in the hands of the public. And say, well, maybe he didn't want anybody to be for anybody but his daughter. But just wait, we'll tell you the rest of the story. So he did not want that story published. Well, one of his nephews got the poem and sent it to the local newspaper. And they loved it, but there was no author name. So they published it. And as soon as they published it, a newspaper close to their town saw it. They wanted to publish it. Before you know it, within a few years, it had been published all around the world.
Huh.
And this man refused to let his name be with that poem. Now, here's the tip-off. He was a college professor, and he was someone who was a great scholar, and he had these writings. He studied the languages, and he was publishing these books. And he wanted to be remembered for publishing these very scholarly books. And the last thing that he wanted was to be remembered for a children's poem. So he passed away, and as soon as he passed away, his family revealed his name, Clement Moore, and they revealed the name of the poem, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Yeah. And he to be remembered for the poem.
Yeah.
I doubt anybody has a copy of his great books that he wrote. And so what do you think you maybe are going to be remembered for, you know, when you're passed?
Boy, I'm telling you, if I'm remembered for what I think I'm going to be remembered for, I'm going to be in real serious trouble. But I'll try and do some good in the meantime, so that'll be fresh in people's minds.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. But it's very interesting that poem today, I mean, we sat down last night at a little Christmas party we were having, and we started reciting the poem. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing how, between all of us, we went through about half of that poem before we even stumbled. How many people had to learn that poem when they were a child, for school?
Sure.
To memorize it.
Yeah.
And so, but it's just, it's just a wonderful, wonderful time of the year. And I think it's kind of too bad that it's become, such a commercialized thing. But I love when I go into a store and they say to me, Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so many have said, ooh, don't say that word. Say Happy Holidays. Well, when somebody says Happy Holidays to me, I just go back to them and say Merry Christmas about six times.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Jerry, your listeners here know exactly what you're talking about, because back in the late 80s, I believe, our governor, Rose Mofford, officially declared Prescott, Arizona as Arizona's Christmas City.
Ooh.
And we really take that seriously here.
Ooh.
We have the courthouse area all lit up right now with literally 300,000 to 400,000 lights.
No.
We have a wonderful Christmas season event that we call Acker Night, because it's named for J.S. Acker, who designed this program where you can go downtown, tens of thousands of people, on one Saturday night in December, and they get out of their cars, they walk around downtown, they visit all of these local businesses that stay open late, and each open business has a musician performing free, collecting tips to create a musical scholarship.
That sounds fantastic.
We really, really do Christmas here. We're going to talk more about Christmas with you, Jerry Stewart, in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. More coming up with Jerry Stewart in just a moment.
For all those repairs for your vehicle, getting the right mechanic matters. From oil changes, brakes,
right now,
shocks, and air conditioners, finding the right mechanic matters.
A little bit on your end, that would help. I've got
from radiators, timing belts, and axles, getting the right mechanic really matters. Even for really big jobs like transmission and engines, finding the right mechanic makes all the difference. So, where else would you go? AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care. Call them today, 928-759-5588, or go to amcoprescott.com. AA. MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care.
I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO Prescott Valley. I personally guarantee that you will love your experience with us. So don't go here for an oil change, there for electrical diagnostic, and somewhere else for air conditioning work. We do it all at AA MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, wishing all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, Adam, you didn't leave anything for me.
Well, you could tell everyone to call Gettle's for furnace tune-ups and plumbing repairs.
But you just did that.
How about just a simple thank you to all of our customers?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Adam.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Warm holiday wishes from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Call 928-567-2200. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Be your own Santa this holiday season with Lamb Chevrolet's employee discount for everyone. Hello, this is Ed Walsh, and right now you can get the Chevy employee discount on all 2018 models and select 2019s. With the Chevy employee discount, you can save over $12,000 off a 2018 Silverado double cab and almost $14,000 off a crew cab. Start 2019 with a new car and a factory warranty, and you can save 25% off a 2018 Malibu and 30% off a 2018 Crew Sedan. Drive off in style with a 2018 Chevy Equinox with over $6,100 in savings. We also have the all-new, redesigned, next-generation 2019 Silverado on the lot. So hurry into Lamb Chevrolet to be your own Santa and take advantage of Chevrolet's employee discount for everyone. Go to LambChevrolet.com to find your new Chevy and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 224. Jerry, we were talking about this area, Prescott, being Arizona's Christmas city. Just in the last 3 weeks, our movie theaters here have screened It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen twice, and also Miracle on 34th Street once. And I went to see all three screenings. And I've got to tell you, everybody, of course, has seen It's a Wonderful Life because it lost its copyright, became public domain, and every TV station in the country aired it, you know, a million times. We've all seen it on TV. Believe me, you've not seen the movie if you haven't seen it on a big screen. There was not a dry eye in that theater when that movie ended.
That's a powerful story, too. And it's a perfect example of the very thing that we're talking about, you know, is how sometimes we lose focus of what the real, where the real blessing is. And you know, he realized the very, so very important, part that he had. Sometimes we lose sight of, you know, what our part here on this earth is and the great difference that we can make with, you know, with the things that we do, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
And so I love that. In fact, I just told Kelly in the break, I said, man, I said, get us some tickets, man. We got to get up there. And she says, we wouldn't be able to get there before. I said, well, dang. So we got to figure a way to get up there. Does it like the whole month before Christmas? Or
yeah,
what
pretty
is
much.
It?
It's very Christmassy up here. The Courthouse Plaza is just absolutely gorgeous. And like I said, we really take it seriously. Mm. You know, in fact, since we're talking about It's a Wonderful Life, that key scene near the end, there's a big Christmas tree, you know, in George Bailey's living room. And I wonder how many people realize that not only George Bailey, but probably a whole bunch of homes and workplaces have a parasite in their home for Christmas. What might that be?
Well, you know, you say parasite, and the little ladies, they go into their garage and they pull out some heavy-duty spray and they start whacking, man.
Yeah.
They don't want no parasites hanging around. But the truth is, there's something that I go and search out. And I cut it off of trees as it hangs, and I bring it inside, and I put it above the mantle. And then when my wife walks by, I steal a kiss. Because the parasite, believe it or not, is mistletoe. Isn't that crazy? But think about it. Where do you see it growing? It grows as it's connected to other trees. That's how it grows.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so we think about how in the world, you know, would mistletoe have ever, you know, become famous? Or, well, the way the story goes is the fellas that wanted to get to steal some kisses, they would get the mistletoe and they would go around to parties and stuff. And every time they stole a kiss, the person that they kissed got one of the berries. And then the amount of berries would, you know, get smaller and smaller. Well, some of the girls who didn't want to be kissed by some particular fellow, they would all sneak around and pull the berries off of the mistletoe while he wasn't looking. And he'd go over to steal a kiss. They'd say, where's the berries? And there would be no berries. He would go, dang. So what the girls would do is they would take a small sprig of the mistletoe, and on Christmas Eve, they would put it under their pillow, and they believed that it would cause them to have wonderful dreams of romance. And people were serious about it. Do you ever have mistletoe hanging in your house?
Sure.
Yeah, I've been watching. I've been seeing some trees around here. I'm getting ready to go out and get some and hang it everywhere. Kelly's not going to be able to get away from me. It's going to be smooching with her, but it's really interesting how things get started. Like, for example, there used to be this idea that you wanted to make sure that the first girl that you saw on Christmas Day was not a redhead. Because if you saw a girl with red hair first thing in the morning, you were doomed to have redheads chase you the rest of the year. I'd like to know the first guy that started that. I mean, how did that whole thing get going? Or how about this one? When they went to bed on Christmas Eve night, do you have a cat in your house?
Used to, not anymore.
Used to, okay. Well, I do not. But the way the story went was that if you had a cat in your house and you went to bed, you had to make sure and fill the saucer up with milk.
Mm-hmm.
Because they truly believed if the next day you were awakened by a cat meowing, it was bad luck.
Whoa.
It was bad luck. So they had a lot of bad luck things going on. And I just thought it was mostly about, walking under a ladder or, you know, I mean, that's obvious. Who wants to walk under a ladder? A can of paint may fall on your head or something.
Sure.
But this idea that the cat's mewing, I think I'd probably just be throwing my slippers and saying, quiet down there. Maybe they were afraid that if the cat was meowing, then Santa wouldn't come. Or even worse, maybe the cat would eat his cookies. Then he'd be mad and withhold his gifts, maybe. I don't know. Did you ever get coal in your stockings, by the way?
No, never had that. I had a few gifts in my stocking that I regarded as coal, but no real coal.
And can you remember your what is your most memorable Christmas gift? Can you remember?
Holy smokes. Most memorable Christmas. Believe it or not, Jerry, when I was 13, we were at my aunt's house, and all my cousins were there with me, and I was jumping up and down because I opened up this big, heavy, very heavy box. It wasn't very big. It was just heavy. And it was like a 3,000-page dictionary. And I was just thrilled, and the rest of my family looked at me kind of like, what's wrong with you?
Do you still have the dictionary today?
No, not anymore. It outlasted me. Or I
wow.
Outlasted
me.
To learn new words and show them off at school and please
wow.
The teacher. Oh, yeah, sure.
That's where I learned anti-disestablishmentarianism, and
yeah.
They keep saying that's the longest word in the English language.
But you know, right now there's a longer word, right? But it's,
really?
But it's only for right now. Yeah, it's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That have happened. But think about this. Back in the old days, before they had electricity, if you wanted your tree to be lighted, then they had no choice. They used candles. Have you seen the movies where you can see they've got candles on these trees? And some of these are in pretty nice houses.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the candle is hanging on a tree that's very, very easily burned. I mean, come on, you put a match to a fir tree and poof. And so here are these people with these candles, and of course they had to have buckets of water sitting all around their tree. So if the cat knocked the candle over and the tree caught on fire, you got to start throwing the water. Well, that was finally, of course, the Thomas Edison, invented the electricity, but then what good did that help? Well, it was around about 1895. There was a man who worked for the telephone company, and he came into the office one day, and he was looking at that long line of operators, all sitting in a perfect line facing this big board. And on the board was little buttons, and the buttons would light up when someone called. And then they would, stick the little plug there into where that call's coming from, and you connect the parties. And interestingly enough, he said, oh my goodness, if I could find a way to get those lights on that string, maybe it will work on a Christmas tree. Now, I don't know how he found out if it worked or not. I can only imagine the next day when everybody comes back to work and there are no lights plugged into that board because they're all around Mr. Ralph Morris's Christmas tree. I don't know. But it's, it's a very... So let me ask a question. Why do we have... light. Why do we put a star at the top of a Christmas tree?
I've got a funny feeling it has to do with that very first Christmas and the wise men.
Very first star. And you know what's interesting about that? So let me ask another question. I know I'm kind of going to paint you a little bit into a corner. How many wise men were there?
You got me.
Now, see, don't we all think that there were three?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Because there were three gifts. But interestingly enough, the stories in the Bible never say how many wise men there were. And there's been some that, remember, they called them magi.
Mm-hmm.
And magi was just another word in those days of people who were like astronomers. And they studied the stars. And so they had heard through stories that had been told over the years and the centuries that there was going to come a time when there was going to be something very amazing that happened here on Earth, and that the first sign to them would be something, they said, in the heavens. And they were just studying the stars, and then one day... one of them said, look, look at that. Now, I can only assume that, you know, it was that they saw it as a star, but as they kept staring at it, it was moving. It was moving. And so, of course, there was, you know, the light that was moving. Here's the other thing that most people, how many times do you go to a little manger scene, and they're all so beautiful, with the little baby Jesus mm-hmm. and Mary and Joseph, and then you see the shepherds, and you see the angels, and you see the wise men there.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, and I just never thought about this, but interestingly enough, if you read the part in the Bible that talks about the wise men, it took them longer to get there than to be able to be there at the birth of Christ, and that it was a little later, after the birth of Christ. And so according to the Bible, according to the way it's laid out, they didn't really come and visit him until he was a little older.
Huh.
And so we don't know how many. We don't know exactly, you know, the date. But, of course, to round out the circle, if you will, you know, when they went to see King Herod, and King Herod was the local king, and when they said, we've come to see the king, and he found out they weren't talking about him, he got really mad. What do you mean there's going to be a child king? What's going on? And so, of course, very sad in the story was that he determined that he wanted to end the life of all young boys under the age of two. And so they must have tipped him off that they were traveling for a couple of years. And so it's an amazing thing, you know, to think that somebody would just take off on a camel and maybe be gone as long as 2 years
mm-hmm.
searching for something. And I just love the stories of Christmas. And, of course, you know I love a good story
mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Sure.
And I just think it's really, really great if we can sort of just sit by and calm down and not let the Christmas rush
yeah.
sort of drive us a little crazy and enjoy the idea of the first Christmas present that was given, and that was when God gave his son, the Christ child. I love that, don't you?
Isn't that great? And we're going to have more from Jerry coming up in just a moment, as well as Tuesday, Christmas Day, at 2 o'clock right here on KQ&A, as we run his special program, the nationally syndicated broadcast, Looking for Christmas. And before we go to the news break, Jerry, I want to bring back a name from the past. Now, you used to work in entertainment in Southern California, correct?
Yes.
And you remember the old piano player Oscar Levant?
Yes.
He had a great quote about Los Angeles and about Christmas, because we've talked about here, you know, the Christmas lights. We've talked about the star on top of the tree, mistletoe. He said that they call Los Angeles Tinseltown, because when you pull back the tinsel, what you find is more tinsel. I think, and also Glenn Campbell, you know, from Delight, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell famously said when he was doing a summer replacement series for CBS, he said, I think I know why the smog is so thick over L.A. It's so God doesn't have to see what's going on down there. So on that note.
Like a rolling stone.
We're coming up with Jerry Stewart in just a moment. In the meantime, time for a local and state news and weather with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com. More coming up with Jerry Stewart.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 001-28295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Patriot Disposal would like to remind you there's a reason for the season. When the hustle and bustle of the holidays seem too much, take a moment and remember it's faith, family, and friends that's the most important. When the kids get done unwrapping Santa's gifts, that's when the elves at Patriot's Recycle Center get busy sorting through your recyclables so you don't have to. And it doesn't take wise men to know that our new natural gas-powered trucks ensure a clear sky to see the Christmas star. All the folks at Patriot Disposal wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aaron Haig, and I'm here to talk to you about Bradshaw Family Dental, where patient care is our number one priority. One of the best ways to offer high-quality patient care is to stay up to date with the latest technology, such as digital dentistry. At Bradshaw Family Dental, we offer the latest technology with digital x-rays, digital impressions, laser dentistry, and 3D printing. Come find out how this technology can help you achieve the smile you always wanted. Find out more by checking out our website at bradshawfamilydental.com or call us at 277-0076.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Vehicle burglars are targeting the Castle Canyon Mesa area of Prescott Valley. One victim on Starlight Drive had her phone charger and iPad stolen from an unlocked vehicle. A victim on Date Creek Drive reported the inside of the car was ransacked, but didn't find anything missing. She also told Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies she leaves the keys in the car and was fortunate it wasn't stolen. Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin explains these incidents serve as a reminder to always lock your vehicle.
We have implored residents to lock their car. At the very least, remove valuables when the vehicle is parked.
Dievlin says they are seeking information from area residents on these crimes.
If anyone has information on these burglaries, please call the Sheriff's Office or leave a tip with Yavapai Silent Witness. A tip leading to an arrest in these cases becomes eligible for a cash reward.
The Castle Canyon Mesa incidents occurred during the overnight hours Monday and Tuesday. The town of Prescott Valley could be adding more sculptures to its collection.
Artist Gene Galazan is offering several of his sculptures to the Art at the Center program as a donation to the permanent collection. Town officials say Galazan is an experienced sculptor who lives in Prescott and has his work displayed throughout the United States. He's best known for his welded scrap steel, life-size sculptures of horses made from found materials. During its meeting at 5:30 tonight, the Prescott Valley Town Council may vote to approve the donation of either 3 or 5 horse sculptures or not to approve the donations at all. Town staff expects this donation will only result in minor costs for maintenance and installation. The meeting will be held in the library auditorium on Skoog Boulevard. I'm DJ Phone reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight and through the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 36 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 59 tomorrow and a high of 58 on Saturday. 37 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 67 and a high on Saturday of 65. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The entire team at Findlay Subaru Prescott would love to thank everyone who helped us celebrate the grand opening of your all-new state-of-the-art Subaru facility. The best way to feel love is to share it. And that's why the Subaru Share the Love event was created. Over the last 10 years, Subaru has donated over $118 million to charity. This year, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of our charity partners when you purchase a new Subaru. The ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, National Park Foundation, or our hometown charity partner, Yavapai Search and Rescue Team. Plus, Findlay Subaru Prescott will donate an additional $50 in your name to our hometown charity. With winter approaching, this is the perfect time to check out our lineup of Subarus with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Because when you choose a Subaru, you don't just choose a car. You're choosing a company with a commitment to protect those you love. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 2:46 with our friend Jerry Stewart calling in live from Texas because he's got a very special nationally syndicated program we're going to air on Christmas Day at 2 o'clock. It is called Looking for Christmas. Now, Jerry, with all of these interesting facts we're learning about Christmas, something really happened that's important in our history on Christmas night in 1776. That, of course, is a banner year in American history. What happened on Christmas night?
You know, what so many people don't know is, you know, we had the 4th of July, actually was a couple of days after that, that they announced that there was a Declaration of Independence. And the colonists, of course, were not prepared. They didn't have any kind of a standing army. But George Washington and the other volunteers who believed in this idea of us being independent determined that they were going to seek freedom. Well, England didn't say, sure, guys, whatever you want to do, we'll just pack up and move out of here. No, they didn't. They started really pressing hard. And as they pressed hard and there began to be battles, it was not going well. I mean, it was really looking like there was a high probability that the colonists, the original Americans there, would not prevail and that we would continue to be a holding of England. Well, George Washington knew something had to happen. There had to be something that was going to sort of turn the tide, I guess you might say. And he knew that more than anything, what the troops needed to hear was that there had been a great victory. So he got word that a group of men, now England didn't have all their own men fighting the battle. They would actually hire professional soldiers. And these professional soldiers were what they called Hessians. That's where they were from. Mm-hmm. And George Washington knew where they were camping. They knew where they had all their troops. And he also had found out through some sort that there was going to be some kind of a big shindig there on Christmas Eve, and that all of those German Hessian soldiers were going to probably be drinking too much. So what did he do? How many times have you seen the picture of this rowboat going across a body of water that's covered with ice, and there's George Washington standing up in the canoe, in this little rowboat, looking to see, you know, where the shore would be. Well, that was George Washington and his troops crossing the Delaware River on Christmas Eve, 1776. And when they got there, yowza, yowza, all of the Hessian soldiers were crocked. Oh. And so they went in, and they won a mighty, mighty battle. And it just gave a new hope and spirit to the colonists that maybe there was a chance to win. So, you know, while you're busy having a good time on Christmas, you know, some people are out rowing across the icy rivers, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The very
I'll tell you what
Christmas
I was doing
tippling.
One time at Christmas. My mom always wanted me to be a little professional singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I could carry a tune pretty good. And so there was a word that there was a new TV program that was coming to my town. This was way back in like 52, 53. Long time ago, and she went over and had me audition, and they said, oh, great, you know, what are you going to sing? She said, well, since it's Christmas, he's going to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I like that song.
Sure.
And so they had me go over and try out. They said, fantastic, show up Saturday, and we're going to have you sing. Well, I was 5 years old, dude. I didn't know nothing. You know, I was just a booger eater. You know, I was just a little kid rolling around in the dirt and whatever. And so she gets me all dressed up on Sunday morning, had a little shirt that had a monkey on it on Saturday morning. And then she took me over to the TV station. And I could hear a bunch of, behind the curtain, but I could hear a bunch of kids all hollering, carrying on. Well, they had like a peanut gallery where there was all the kids sitting up there. And then they came on and opened the curtain. And there I stood in front of all these people, and the piano player started playing, and my mom had said, no matter what, don't stop singing. The show must go on.
Mm-hmm.
So I started singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. All of a sudden, from the side of me, I could see a man with a big box, and he had it kind of on some sort of wheels or something, and he was pressing closer me with that box. And I can't tell you the rest of the story because it's in my program.
There you go. And that program airs Tuesday, Christmas Day at 2 o'clock right here on KQ&A. Jerry, tell us in 15 seconds how our listeners can access the wonderful programs on your webpage.
Oh, go to jerrystewartusa.com. And it'll take you right over to a place where you can see lots of really cool stories, but you can also get a place to order the program online, or you can call our order line. And we would love to help you finish off Christmas in an amazing way. And God bless you all, and thank you so much for allowing me to be on the program today.
You bet, Jerry. We always appreciate it. Enjoy having you on the show, and a Merry Christmas for you and Kelly and all of yours.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. That is Jerry Stewart. We'll hear from him Tuesday at 2 o'clock here on KQ&A. Got some final thoughts coming up, and Monday's guests on the Talk of the Quad Cities coming your way in just a moment. On KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you've waited all year to buy a new vehicle, stop what you're doing and head straight to Lamb Nissan's year-end event. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. The 2019s are here, so we're taking thousands off our remaining 2018s. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue, for only $19,777. That's over $6,500 off MSRP. Or the Rogue Sport for only $18,988. Save nearly $9,000 off MSRP on a 2018 Murano SV all-wheel drive, only $28,988. Or nearly $8,200 off MSRP on a 2018 Nissan Maxima, only $26,948. Think you can only afford a used car? Think again. How about a brand new Nissan Versa for only $10,888 and it comes with a full warranty? Only at Lamb Nissan's year-end event. Visit lambnissan.com for all of our great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You know, by now you've probably heard of the death of Penny Marshall. She, of course, was the famed actress from Laverne and Shirley. She was also a noted Hollywood director, and her brother, of course, was Gary Marshall. Well, you know, a lot of people think of Happy Days, and they think of the famous Jumping the Shark episode, when Fonzie actually jumped the shark to impress Pinky Tuscadero. Well, a lot of people use that as the basis for the term jumping the shark, which means a show has run out of ideas and it's on its way down. Well, is that true with Happy Days? The episode of Happy Days in which Fonzie did jump the shark came in the series' three-part opener for season 5, episode number 1, out of more than 164. So, did the series jump the shark? Hardly. It went on for 6 more seasons and 164 more episodes, finishing in the Nielsen Top 25 for all but the final season. So, if you want to talk about jumping the shark, it didn't have to do with Happy Days. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, and then on Monday, I will talk with David Snyder. That is Q&A Monday, Christmas Eve at 2 o'clock, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.